Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegree Wood called Becoming AI Native, the Only Sustainable Path Forward for Business Owners.
Good timing on this one, because I'd say most business owners I know are already doing something with AI. The question is whether it's actually working.
That's exactly where Brett starts. He makes a distinction between bolting AI tools onto your business, which most people are doing, and actually becoming AI native. And the difference is bigger than it sounds.
What does AI native actually mean, though? Because it sounds like another tech buzzword.
It's not about everyone becoming a prompt engineer or firing half your staff. Brett uses a new hire analogy that lands really well. When you bring someone new in, you don't just hand them a task list and disappear. You show them your standards, how you talk to customers, the decisions you make when things go sideways. Over time, they get your culture.
You're building context, not just giving instructions.
Exactly. And that's what AI native means. You've taught your AI systems how your business actually works. Context, values, standards, how decisions get made. And when GPT 6 or 7 or 8 launches, you just plug it in. Brett calls it building the USB-C connector. The hardware changes, the foundation doesn't.
I like that, but here's the question most owners are going to ask. I've already got 5 or 6 AI tools running in different parts of the business. What's wrong with that?
Brett calls it the pick and mix approach. And he's got a very concrete example. A manufacturing client who spent £40,000 on AI tools in a single year.
£40,000?
None of them integrated. Half weren't being used after month 3. The other half created more work than it saved because someone had to manually bridge the gaps between them.
Because the tools don't talk to each other.
Right. The AI content doesn't sound like the brand. Sales emails contradict what marketing is saying. And automation breaks when someone changes a spreadsheet column. He describes it as building a house by picking your favorite room from 7 different floor plans. Each room looks nice, but the doors don't fit and the plumbing doesn't connect.
So the problem isn't the tools, it's the foundation.
He keeps coming back to that. Building on sand versus building on rock. And the difference between them comes down to 4 things. Strategy, culture, technology, and operations.
I'd expect most businesses skip straight to technology.
Most do. Brett puts technology at number 3 deliberately. Strategy first. That means concrete outcomes before you touch a single tool. Things like cut response time by half or give each team member back 10 hours a week for actual thinking. Without strategy, you're collecting tools. With it, you're building competitive advantage.
And culture?
He says it's the hard part. Million-pound AI implementations fail not because the tech is wrong, but because the team doesn't believe in it or actively works around it. When people feel like they're being replaced, they resist. When you co-design solutions with the people doing the work, they become champions. When you impose from a boardroom, they become saboteurs.
That's the same pattern as every other change program. Six Sigma, digital transformation, they all hit the same wall.
Brett makes exactly that point. 35 years, 4 continents, every management fad. Most left behind abandoned Trello boards and middle managers who'd stopped believing. He says AI native is different. Not a program, not a project with a finish date. A permanent shift. Build step by step, with your team designing the solution rather than having it imposed.
What does the technology foundation actually look like in practice?
5 specific components. Instructions, which is your brand voice and values. A knowledge base, your procedures, policies, and templates. Tools, which are the integrations that let AI actually do things like send emails, update systems, pull reports. Memory, so AI remembers previous conversations and stops asking the same questions. And structured output, so it delivers information in formats your team can actually use.
That structured output point is underrated. Great AI output that you still have to spend 20 minutes reformatting isn't saving anyone time.
And once you've built those 5 components, switching platforms becomes straightforward. GPT-8 launches, plug it in. A startup builds specialized AI for your industry, test it. You're not rebuilding every time a new model comes out.
All right, so practically, how do you actually start?
Brett's 7 steps take you from where you are now to AI native. The first 2 are about getting strategy clear and bringing your team on board. 3, 4, and 5 build the technology foundation, including cleaning your data and what he calls deep thinking, using AI not just to do tasks, but to stress test options. 6 and 7 are where automation gets implemented and then maintained.
That maintenance step is the one that gets skipped.
He says it's exactly why AI implementations drift into uselessness over time.
So what's the one thing someone should actually do this week?
Pick 1 workflow. Not your riskiest, not your most complex. The one your team already knows is painful. Then, before touching any tool, answer 3 questions. What does better look like in 6 weeks? Who knows this process best and should help design the solution? What data feeds into it, and is it clean? That's your strategy, culture, and data foundation in three questions.
My one thing? If the people closest to the work aren't designing the solution with you, you're setting yourself up for the fourth failed AI initiative. And by that point, nobody's listening.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing.